since the recession, the Southside Businessmen's Club has had a tougher time drawing new members. To help, President Patrick Hetherington is planning contentious events where sparks are more likely to fly. He says Shirk and Corey may be in the same party, but they have very different approaches to the criminal justice system.
They're on opposite sides of various issues, civil citations, treatment versus imprisonment, things like that.
And that's exactly where the debate veered. Shirk said Corey relied too heavily on imprisonment and ignored the results of smart justice programs.
We all know incarceration doesn't work. We can't arrest our way out of a crime problem. And recidivism rates for prison sentences are about 40%, so it doesn't work.
Shirk said, look at the stats. Duval County is number one in death row inmates and number three in young offenders charged as adults with felonies. But Corey said her office uses court diversion programs instead of jail when possible, and her priority is justice for violent crime victims.
Our victims have constitutional rights that I will scrupulously guard, and I will follow the law.
The two incumbents are facing some headwinds. Corey's defending herself after her campaign manager admitted to filing paperwork for a write-in candidate, effectively closing the primary to Republican voters. Meanwhile, Shirk is trailing Republican challenger Charles Cofer in fundraising. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.